Christopher Chataway.
This is Mr. Davis, the goods agent in charge of Smithfield Depot.
Derek Cooper.
Parties of school children will be coming to the BBC to watch me at work.
Jocelyn Hay.
The first time there's a coup in any country, it's always the television and radio stations that are taken over.
Richard Attenborough.
Capital suddenly said, "You are part of our radio station."
Casey Kasem.
And we're just one tune away from the singer with the $10,000 gold hubcap.
Mike Smith.
Because radio is contact with the audience in a very special way.
Ian McIntyre.
Robert Burns clearly saw the gift he wanted for us as salutary rather than pleasurable.
Trevor Fry.
The pleasure of being with you is something I will never forget.
Charles Levitt.
A local government shake-up opens the way for a new battle for Humberside.
Pippa Harbin.
I was very jittery before I started the Neapolitan anyway.
James Alexander Gordon.
If Manchester United have won, I'm happy for them.
John Toohey.
And the economic dilemma confronting the British government.
Mark Whittaker.
The latest news from a distant galaxy, or at least from Hollywood.
Luther Massinger.
Good morning. I call it Stories Through Time.
Betty Smith.
Well, I'm 84 and I've fetched 10 children up.
Paul Vaughan.
How do we know that different classes have an unequal chance of living to old age?
Mike Elliott.
A woman spends money getting you a camera and all you do is yell and abuse at her.
Michael Ashby.
And that's the end of the news from London.
Radio remembers those we lost in 2014. Thank you.